from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, 14th chapter of Madhya Lila, 13th verse, Shloka 13, text 13. this is very special verse, which is originally appear in Srimad Bhagavatam. One knows which chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam? This is 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the smiling face of the Lord. As it's called, we have many Bhagavad Gita. We have Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Then we have Uddhava Gita. And today we will hear from Gopi Gita. Gopi Gita. This is the highest, the limit of pure love of Godhead. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this verse, something happened with him. What happened with him, we will see. And who recited this verse, we will also see. We also hear. And today, we will give stress, and we will hear about the great mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very powerful mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is not ordinary mercy. We can get so many kinds of mercies in this world, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is special mercy, and it's the most powerful mercy. I just heard in one lecture, there are so many sampradayas, Vaishnava sampradayas, and there are four original sampradayas, and they also try to preach Krishna consciousness. And why they are not so successful in spreading Krishna consciousness? Successful, we have to take in consideration what means successful. Why don't so many jivas in human form of life don't join these other sampradayas? What do you think? Why? Who tells us? Some answer? Some suggestion? Because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. They don't have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Because, especially in Kali Yuga, Krishna appeared as the most merciful Mahavadanyaya avatar, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to deliver all Jaga and Madhais. Who knows who is Jagat Madhai? Jagat is the most sinful person, the most fallen person of Kali Yuga. If you don't know, we are living presently in Kali Yuga. And in Kali Yuga is very special age, which is golden age. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the golden age more than 500 years ago. And his mercy will go in each nook and corner of this planet Earth, in every town and village. And now together we will say this shloka. Tava kata amritam tapta jivanam kavibhi iditam kalma sha'apaham shravana mangalam shrimat atatam bhuvi grinanti ye Buridaha Janaha Tavakatamritam Tapta Jivanam
Tavakatamritam Tapta Jivanam
Kavi Viriditam Kalma Shapaham Shravana Mangalam Srimat Atatam
Shravana Mangalam Srimat Atatam
Bhuvignantiye Burida Janaha
Bhuvignantiye Burida Janaha
Translation word by word. Tava
Your
Katta Amritam, the nectar of your words. Tapta Jivanam, life of persons very much aggrieved in the material world.
Life of persons very much aggrieved in the material world.
Kavibihi,
by greatly exalted persons.
Iditam,
described.
Kalmasha apaham, that which drives away all kinds of sinful reaction. Shravana mangalam,
giving all spiritual benefit to anyone who hears.
Srimad,
filled with all spiritual power.
Atatam,
broadcast all over the world.
Bhuvi,
in the material world.
Grinanti,
chant and spread.
Yeh,
those who.
Buridaha,
most beneficent.
Janaha,
persons.
Translation. And purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. My Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. Purport of this verse is from Srimad Gama Bhagavatam 10.31.9. We can also read from this translation from the Srimad Bhagavatam. The nectar of your words and the description of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering this material world. This narration, transmitted by learned sages, eradicate one's sinful actions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam kaviviriditam kalmashapaham Shravana mangalam Srimat atatam Bhuviginantiye Burida janaha. My Lord, the nectar of your words and descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities and they eradicate all sinful actions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. We will read from the beginning of this chapter, and we will continue with verses, and we'll see how long, how far we will come. You can continue for your homework. the other part of the of this chapter, which is called Vrindavan, pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said that we drown ourselves in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Chaitanya Lila, in pastimes of the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we come out in Krishna Lila. Krishna Lila, and Krishna Lila, the most sweet Krishna's pastimes, was performed by Krishna himself 5,000 years ago in Vrindavan, Vrindavan pastimes. And this is how we can enter into Krishna Lila, by the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We develop with Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Dasya Rasa. Dasya Rasa means that we become the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when we will get mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will reveal to us Vrindavan pastimes of Sri Krishna. Because there is some Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same Krishna. In other words, he is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. The combined form of Radha and Krishna. And we are known as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. In other words, we are known also as Rupa Nugas, Rupa Goswamis, followers of Rupa Goswamis, who is the leader of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Sri Rupa Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. And when we will be eager to understand the literatures given by the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, then we will understand the confidential or transcendental pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world in the mood of the best servant of Sri Krishna, who is there, no one else than Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is the best servant of Krishna. And the highest pastimes of Sri Krishna as those pastimes of in Vrindavan, and the most sweet pastimes in Vrindavan are which pastimes? Pastime with the covered girls of Vrindavan is gopis from Vrindavan. And the most exalted and the highest, the limit of these pastimes is Rasa Lila, which is so similar to our pastimes in this material world. So similar, but so different. Don't confuse the two. You know. It's compared out of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, this like that we compare the gold and iron. Both are metal, but one is gold, as so much value, and iron is no value. So we live in Iron Age. there were so many irons, and before in Golden Age was so much gold. Gold. There was Chaitanya Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appeared in the mood of Srimati Radhe to give us the science of Krishna consciousness, the science of Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is the literature which is postgraduate study of science of Krishna consciousness, ABC of Krishna consciousness, Bhagavad Gita. We have to first go through Bhagavad Gita to understand Bhagavad Gita, knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Then we can go further to Srimad Bhagavatam, which is graduate study of Krishna consciousness, and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, postgraduate, the highest study of Krishna consciousness. And today we will jump immediately to the highest pastime of Krishna. Therefore we pray to all great personalities present here and that we can properly understand these pastimes, because now it will come Gaura Purnim. This is Tuesday, this year in Tuesday, which is the date 7th? 7th of March 2023. The pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going on, and also at the same time the pastimes of Krishna also going on. Nitya Lila. It's Nitya Lila. Then by their mercy we can at least touch the one drop of unlimited ocean of Krishna's pastimes and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, which are non-different. We go to the beginning of this chapter. First shloka. Chapter 14, performance of Vrindavan pastimes. How everything started that we come to this verse. What happened before? It was the whole scene, the whole pastimes before happened. Gaura Pashyanatma Vridayashi Lakshmi Vijayotsavam Shutva Gopiraso Lasam Krishna Premna Nanartasaha. Translation. Accompanied by his personal devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the festival known as Lakshmi Vijayotsava. There he discussed the super excellent love of the gopis. Just by hearing about them, he became very pleased and danced in great ecstatic love for the Lord. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Danya. O glorious to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Gaura Chandra. O glorious to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. O glorious to Advaita Acharya, who is so exalted. Jaya Jaya Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Gana. Jaya Shrota Gana Yada Gaura Pranadana. O glorious to all the devotees headed by Shiva Thakur. O glorious to the readers who have taken Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their life and soul. Whoever read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying the readers. He has the vision that also now, after so many years, they will read Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Ljubljana, no yoga pit. Zivertova 27. This is their mercy. They already prepared the field. That was just this this mercy now unfolded. Yeah? Like, Deva Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here in Pancha Tattva, in five forms, five truths. And if you see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the middle. And on his right side, there is who? Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Mahajan ki jai. Who else? Advaita Acharya. And his left side? Gadadhar Prabhu. And Srivas Thakur. And also in his right side is which tattva? Vishnu tattva. They are all Vishnu tattva. And his left side is Shakti tattva. I first heard this a few days back lecture. How Krishna manifested himself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, five truths. In his right side, Vishnu Tattva, left side, Shakti Tattva. Hey, Mata Prabhu Achena Premeda Aveshe, Hinakale Pratapa Rudra Kalila Praveshe. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting in ecstatic love, Maharaj Pratapa entered the garden. Maharaj Pratapa, he was the king of Orissa. And he was very eager to get the darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And devotees, before this meeting of King Pratapa Rudra and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotees tried very hard how can meet together King Pratapa Rudra and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because King Maharaj Pratapa Rudra, he was the king. And at the same time, great devotee of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, of course. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in the renounced order of life, sannyas. And according to the principle of sannyas order of life, he's not allowed to meet king, you know, the wealthy person, materialist, so-called materialist. It's dangerous. Maybe I can become a tech, I can fall down from my sannyas position, for renunciation. Maybe I can desire the same opulence like the king or some wealthy person. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he showed ideal sannyas ashram, renunciation, how to behave in sannyas ashram. Because in Kali Yuga is forbidden to accept sannyas ashram. But for higher purpose, that means for spreading of Krishna consciousness, we can accept sannyas ashram. Next sloka. Sarabhama upadesha chadi raja vesha ekala vaishnava vesha karila pravesha. Following Sarabhama Bhattacharya's instructions, the king had given up his royal dress. He now entered the garden in the dress of a vaishnava. So please hear the purport, which is very valuable, very important, what we can learn, one very important principle in preaching the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Sometimes members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, especially in the Western countries, find it difficult to approach people to distribute books because people are unfamiliar with the traditional saffron dress, saffron robes of the devotees. The devotees have therefore inquired whether they can wear European and American dress before the general public. From the instructions given to King Pratapa Rudra by Sarabhauma Bhattacharya,
we can understand that we may change our dress in any way to facilitate our service. When our members change their dress to meet the public or to introduce our books, they are not breaking the devotional principles. The real principle is to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. And if one has to change into regular Western dress for this purpose, there should be no objection. We remember that books are the basis, utility is the principle, purity is the force, and preaching is the essence. In this very fired up times, but not also coming, they didn't distinguish, but when the devotees are so eager to distribute and preach Krishna consciousness, they have the mantra, preaching is the essence, everything else is nonsense. They are so eager to preach, to spread Krishna consciousness. Why? This is the Tavakatamritam, Tavjiva, this verse is described. Why is so much needed to preach, and who is preaching, and why we are preaching, why is good to preach, and why is so important to preach? Everything is packed in this verse. And who is glorifying the preaching of Krishna consciousness, or hearing the Krishna consciousness? Yeah. Therefore, whatever is needed to spread Krishna consciousness, whatever is favorable, yeah, to spread Krishna consciousness, we have to accept. This is called Yukta Vairagya in different sense. And whatever is not fair, we reject. This is our principle. Whatever is fair, we accept, and what is not fair, we reject. Anu kolyasa sarkampa prati kolyasa varjanam. In the first two items of Sharanagati, taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, this was the strategic plan of the devotees, how can manage combine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and King Prataparudra. How, in different words, how can King Prataparudra get the darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He was before so strict, he told, because devotees, they tried many times, few times. They told, you try one more, I will go, I will left. and you will see anymore. I will left. You have any suggestion more, I will left. Next. Anki mudi pravo preme bhumite shayana nipatina punya kare pada samvahana. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lay on the raised platform with his eyes closed in ecstatic love and emotion, the king very expertly began to massage his legs. this is very special service. We can massage the lotus feet of the Lord. And also very special service that we can massage the lotus feet of our spiritual master who represent the lotus feet of the Lord. That's a great privilege. Those who can do this, or we can massage a lotus feet of great Vaishnavas. Yeah? It's a very special service. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, one of his meditations on chanting, on japa, when he chanted japa, he told, yeah? He wrote also down, then when we are touching the beats, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. When touching the beats, we can meditate how we are massaging the lotus feet of the Lord. It's one of the meditations. Today so many secrets are revealed. By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, and Guru and previous acharas and their faithful servants. So tomorrow morning we can
meditate when chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then with such chanting, we can go deep into meditation. Then we will feel the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then our chanting, we will not be dry. Many times our chanting are dry. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then this round will finish. 16 rounds. 16 rounds. Hard job. But this will help us, this meditation will help us. That we can destroy dryness. We can feel some nectar. This is nectar. Namamrita is full of nectar, but we have jaundice, we don't, everything sweet, we taste like very bitter. Rupa Goswami is described in Upadeshamrita that the only cure for this jaundice is called ignorance, is that we regularly chant the holy name of the Lord. And gradually, the holy name is the most sweet thing we have in this world, in all 40 planetary systems. And we try every day, and we focus, we avoid offenses, we give our best time, our all energy, we avoid all distractions, internal, external distractions. We don't have only external distractions, we have so many internal distractions. And these internal distractions go with us wherever we go. and the most prominent distractions are sight, eyes and ears, sound and sight. There were some devotees, they went to chant and Prabhupada signed and put this bucket on the head, and then there was no distraction, the sound was more loud. or they put glasses, I know the Hare Krishna Prabhu, the Hare Krishna Prabhu, he put, and was time of Padayatra, was early morning chanted, and his rounds, he put this, when we go to the flight, we have these glasses, for sleeping glasses, you put these glasses and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, with full concentration, with eyes up. Only white, you don't see this part. Yes. Very sweet remembrance of Padayatra. we try our best to avoid distractions. Next, this is purport. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10, chapter 31, constitute what is known as Gopi Gita. Rasa lilara shloka padi karena stavana jayati jayati te dikam adhyaya karena patana. The king began to recite verses about the Rasa Lila from Srimad Bhagavatam. He recited the chapter beginning with the word Jayati Tedikam. For example, by the mercy of modern technology, there's a nice recitation by a very great devotee from our movement, Bhakti Charo Maharaj. He liked to recite this chapter, Gopi Gita. We can hear. You can also memorize these shlokas, verses. Verse 9. Shunite, shunite, pravura santosha apara, bala bala bali, pravura bale bara bara. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these verses, he was pleased beyond limits, and he said again and again, go on reciting, go on reciting.
Tavakatamritam. Shloka Raja je padila uti prema veshe prabhu alingana kaila. As soon as the king recited the verse beginning with the words Tavakatamritam, the Lord arose in ecstatic love and embraced him. Tumi more dile baho amulya ratana mora kichudite nahi dilo alingana. Upon hearing the verse recited by the king, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You have given me invaluable gems, but I have nothing to give you in return. Therefore I am simply embrace you."
This is such nectar. This is how Krishna become obliged. Krishna, if we satisfy Krishna, Krishna always one day he will embrace you. This is one photo. When we return to spiritual world, then Krishna will embrace us. Back home. Jai, you come back. Welcome back, my dear devotee, my dear servant. But if you want to become the servant of Krishna, we can become only how? We can become servant of Krishna. Huh? Yeah, this is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopi Bhartur Padakavala Dasa Dasa Anadasa. If you don't become servant of the servant, of the servant, of the master of the gopis, we can become servant of Krishna. Very simple. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to recite the same verse again and again. Both the king and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were trembling and tears were flowing from their eyes. All was in this the highest spiritual ecstasy from love of Godhead. And tears were flowing from the eyes. Nayanam galuda shardaya vadadam gadgadarudai gira pulakaya nishna pukada stava ahanem bhavishyati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is verse of Shikshashtaka, he's praying there, when will my eyes be decorated by the tears which are flowing like torrents of rains from my eyes. And this is true, this can become true, this is not something imaginary. Showering thing. No need to come under the shower, it's a shower from the pure love of Godhead. We are showering tears of love of Godhead. When will that day come? Eh? When will I shower myself in the tears of love of Godhead? This is kind of aspiration. This one, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he told me that we are Krishna conscious, crying is cool. And when will we cry so much for Krishna, after Krishna? That our tears will flowing from our eyes like torrents of rains. Next. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam kaviviriditam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam shrimatatatam buviginantiye buridajanaha. Maybe who knows by Bahar this? This shloka, no Bahar, someone Bahar. We can recite together a few times. Maybe at the end. You can for the end you can put again on the screen if possible. No? My Lord, the nectar of your words and description of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. This narration are transmitted by exalted personalities and they eradicate all sinful actions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most efficient welfare workers. Burida, Burida, Bali, Kari Alingana, Iha Nahi Jana, Iha Haya Konjana. After reciting these words, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced the king and cried, "You are the most munificent, you are the most munificent." At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not know who the king was, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the ecstasy, and he was not in external consciousness. He was completely in the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, in Vrindavan pastimes. Purva seva deki tare kripa upajila anusandana vina kripa prasada kalila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous service. Therefore, without even asking who he was, the Lord immediately bestowed his mercy upon him. How King Prataparurva deserved this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was bestowed now in this moment, in these pastimes. What did before? What did King Prataparurva did before? Which service did he did? Very big service. He was menial servant. He sweep in front of Jagannath Rat. He was sweeper. King, we know the king, the highest priest, the president of the United States, the president of Slovenia, the president of Croatia. We'll take broom and sweep the street when it's going in procession of the Lord. Menial servants. This is something we can learn. No need. Something we think they have to do. Very big service. No. There is. What kind of big service we can offer to the Lord? But everything is too small for the Lord. What is important? We have to menial servant, humble servant. We have to offer to the Lord with devotion. Krishna is Atmarama, self-sufficient. He don't need nothing. What we can offer to him? Nothing. He need nothing. We're only asking for our love. Devotion service. E deka cetanera kripa mahabala tarano sandana vina kare usapala. How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful. Kripa mahabala se zove. Kripa mahabala. Remember these three words. Kripa mahabala. How greatly powerful is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanera kripa mahabala. Mahabala. Ne samo bala, mahabala. Kripa mahabala. This is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so powerful that it acts automatically. If a person renders loving service to Krishna, it never goes in vain. It is recorded in a spiritual account, and in due time it will fructify. This is confirmed by Bhagavad Gita 2:40. Neha vikrama nashosti pratyava navinyate salpamyapsa dharmasya trate mahatobayat. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has particularly bestowed upon all fallen souls in this age the most potent method of devotional service, Sankirtana, the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy name. And whoever takes to it through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immediately elevated to the transcendental position. As Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32 recommends, Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Jantihi Sumedha Saha. A student of Krishna consciousness must receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then his devotional service will quickly succeed. This was the case with King Prataparudra. One has to be noticed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and a little service with sincere efforts will convince the Lord that one is a proper candidate for returning home back to Godhead. At first, Maharaj Prataparudra did not have a chance to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when the Lord saw the king was serving Lord Jagannath as a menial sweeper, the Lord's mercy upon the king became a solid fact.
When Maharaj Prataparudra, in the dress of a Vaishnava, was serving the Lord did not even inquire who he was. Rather, he had compassion upon him and embraced him. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wants to point out that nothing could compare the Lord's mercy toward Maharaj Prataparudra. Therefore, he uses the words Deka, just see, and Chaitanyera, Kripa Mahabala, how powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is also confirmed by Prabodhananda Saraswati, Yat Karunya Kataksha Vaibhava Vanavatam, Chaitanya Chandramrita 5. Even a little of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy serves as a great asset for spiritual advancement. Therefore, the Krishna conscious movement must be spread through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Rupa Goswami experienced the mercy and magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauretvise Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous than any other avatar, even Krishna himself, because he is bestowing freely what no one else has ever given. Pure love of Krishna, Srila Lotsanas Thakur has also sung, Paramakaruna, Pahuduijana, Nitai, Gaura, Chandra. The two brothers, Nita and Gaura, are so kind that no one can compare to them. Similarly, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Vajendra Nandanaye, Sachi Sutta Hoylose, Balaram Hoylonitai, Dinahina Jata Chila, Hariname Udarila, Tarasakshi Jagai Madai. Just to deliver all this sinful person of this age by propagating the chanting of the holy name, Lord Krishna and Lord Balarama have advented the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Jaga and Madai are evidence of their success. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mission is the deliverance of the of fallen souls in Kali Yuga. Devotees of Krishna must persistently seek the favor and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to become fit to return home back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gaurapuri Mahamahotsava ki jai, Gaura Premanande Hare Hari Bol. Here is the official end of this class. If we have, for example, 1 or 2 minutes time for questions, organizations, or corrections. Ananta Prabhu? With the permission of authorities, we want someone else to correct, to add, to ask something, to share with others, to share nectar of Gaura Katha, which is every day going on the streets, Slovenia streets, and at the capital city of Lana streets, and Croatian streets, and every streets all over the world. Devotees are, for example, this time, when we are sitting here, when we are discussing Paisana Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotees are distributing the mercy, Katamritam, Tava Katamritam, all over the world. And every minute, every second, one boot is distributed, or one set is distributed. We just have to plug in, they said, just to plug in, to connect. This is 24/7 mercy available, pastimes of the Lord. And all the time we can connect. And connection start morning when we take up our japa. This connection starts. Your connection, and how we will be connected through the day depends on how good we connected ourselves during the japa time.
Therefore, the secret is in the bead bag, if you don't know. The secret we carry around the neck. When we carry the neck, japa bead around our neck. This is the secret, is the bead bag, Prabhupada said. Secret is the bead bag. There is no other secret. It's open secret. Now today, therefore, japa time, start evening time, before we take rest, we prepare our consciousness. That our consciousness to be Krishna conscious, we go Krishna conscious to sleep, then is by the mercy of Krishna we will also wake up Krishna conscious. we can pray that we can do morning time good japa, and then Krishna will give us opportunity. We can do our best. There are two, our part and Krishna's part. Krishna is always ready. Spiritual master, Olacharas, everything is ready. Everything prepared. Everything is ready. Only question mark is, are we ready? This is the only question mark. we have to always say, are you ready? If not you, who, and when? If not now, when? Okay, some question? Realizations? Inspirations? Okay. If not, then we here conclude. Thank you very much for this opportunity that we can glorify Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates and Krishna Consciousness Movement. Especially International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which was established by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Pious Acharyas, by the most worshipable spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai!